Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through 3 stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. For the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. your glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you.
That message. Rejoice, God. Rejoice, God. Anyway, that's just me. I'm just saying. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, none other than Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's good, my brother?
Hey, what's good, Paul? How you feeling, my brother?
Man, I'm feeling lovely. It's been. This has just been one of those exceptionally awesome days.
Yes, sir.
And it just gets better.
Some wonderful day.
It just gets better. I told Danielle what I was going to do tonight. It hit me when I was, because I went and picked her up from Philly today, and she came down to worship with me in Bristol at my nephew's church. Or at my church,
okay.
With my nephew as the pastor. And on the way back, it popped in my head. I'm going to go over to my buddy Arena's house. That's the one who I was doing a landscaping with, you know, the tons of rock and all that. I had the fire pit going. I got some ribeyes on the grill and candles lit in the backyard. It's just, it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day today. I even posted some pictures on it.
That's awesome, brother. I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures. Mouth was watering and everything. I saw it, brother. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. You ain't had to do us like that, though. That wasn't right.
To see what had happened was, I was taking the pictures, and I don't know. It must be a poltergeist on my phone. It posted them. See, that's what had happened.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay, that's what happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, but today's such a blessing. But, you know, I can't wait to hear Danielle's piece. All she could tell me is that she's real hyped about a piece that she wrote for tonight's show. So she got me hyped, you know, and curious. But before we do all of that, we have a tradition here at the Inspiration Factory. Before we bring the show on, before we really get into the meat of the show, we got to go before the throne. So, my brother, would you do us the honors?
It'd be my pleasure, Paul. Let us go to the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just a day to be able to just, some of us do nothing, some of us to rejoice in who you are. Father God, we never want to just forget that you are the reason why we are able to do everything. So, Father God, we lift those up to you who are unable to because maybe they're ill, something's going on, or maybe they just lost their way, Lord. So, Father God, we ask that you comfort them, still in charge. You are still on the throne. And, Father God, we want to lift up every caller, every poet, every host on the show this evening, Lord God, that you let them know that they are blessed as well. We want to lift up our children to you, God. I've been blessed to have mine with me for the last 3 weeks, and what an honor and a privilege it has been. So, Father God, we want to say that we love you, we praise you, and we cherish you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes. We have to start things by giving gratitude and thanks to who enabled us to even be in a position to praise him. Tonight, the theme for tonight's show, if you want to call it the theme for tonight's show, is faith is not believing that God can. It's knowing that he will. I like that. Faith is a lot of things to a lot of people, but I think that really encompasses everything. It encompasses everything. Would you agree with that, Dan?
I do, man. Wholeheartedly.
I'm believing that he
wholeheartedly.
Can.
Wholeheartedly.
Knowing that
without
he will.
Question.
You know what? This has been, I don't believe I'm saying this, but I didn't get around to writing a piece for tonight. And I thought about going into the archives and pulling a piece out, but then something just hit me and said, why don't you freestyle a piece? So, part of it, of what the thought process came from, something my nephew said in church this evening. So that's what I'm going to do. But, of course, before I do that, my brother, could you bring a little something for us?
I did. As a matter of fact, let me. The title of this piece is called Honestly Speaking.
Okay.
I feel like
we're
about
to be blessed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Paul. I feel like I'm inadequate to serve you, God. I don't need a head nod, just a gentle reminder ever so often to let me know I'm doing my part before my coffin. I live for you, Lord. Every day that's my word. Or at least that's what I tell myself while my Bible collects dust on the shelf. Help me, Father. I'm fading away into the abyss between sin and righteousness. I cry out to the Lord with an abundance of humility because I'm incapable of masking in front of him, his supreme deity. Heaven knows I'm from the hood, but always trying to do good. But just when I do, I seem like I'm giving my all, noticeably, just before my fall. A fall from his expectations, reaching for soul-searching situations to remind me of just how blessed I truly am, even when I'm pressed. Because I just want to give up on at all. His voice reigns supreme, stating, Son, you've accepted my call. Now go tell the masses about my other son. Remember all the other souls that's been won.
Wow. Now I see what you mean. That's one that speaks to you. And it's perfect for this evening's platform as well.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. I'll be the glory.
Speak on having patience for, my brother, thank you for bringing it. You know, you don't think about being patient waiting for God if you don't know that he will provide in his time. You know, and that's something that we have to employ is patience. So it's a reminder of some of the things that we need to do. And it's a pat on the back for some of the things that we're doing as well. It might not be as often or as long as we should, but we're in different stages of trying and striving. And I think that's all he requires us to do is to strive to do his will.
Absolutely.
Beautiful piece. Thank you very much once again.
Bye.
Thank you. And then, this one, I don't know what I'm about to say. But,
if Mr. Automatic Charismatic was here right now.
Oh, Lord, see, he always listens, but yet he always challenges somebody. Lord, Lord, have your way. That's all I can say. Lord, have your way. Because I don't have a title for this.
Cover him, God.
Here we go. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Paul Samson sat on the wall. Paul Samson had a great fall. But my king's horses and all my king's men was able to put Paul Samson back together again. As you see, when you know that you know that God has your back and he loves you so much to meet you where you're at, you have no choice but to know that your victory is at hand because you walk, or at least strive to walk, as a God-fearing, righteous man, showing the world that, yes, we can, God on our side. I think back at so many times when I thought I was able to handle some things. You know, I was that man. Many a time, it landed me straight on my backside, thinking in the quicksand, but the great I am stuck that Teflon hand into the muck and mire that was my life and pulled me out. And you think I don't believe that he's real? Let me tell you, my belief in him is harder than any steel. God is able. This we should all know, that he will. It's a thought process we must allow to grow. God be the glory. That's that piece.
Okay. Letting the Father guide you, man. Let the Father guide you. My man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. That's Mr. Automatic Charismatic would say, that's my brother right there. Good freestyle, Paul. Good freestyle. That was dope, brother. That was pretty dope.
Thank you. And y'all know, y'all saw it, or at least heard it. I cheated. My daddy helped me completely with that one. That's all right. We're here to do as well. Yeah, buddy. You know what, though? I'm tired of waiting. Let me see if I can find what I want to find. And I'm going to open a mic because I am wait a minute, where'd she go? Oh, there she is. I am real anxious to hear from this sister. Yes. There we go. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Paul. I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. Oh, God. Lord. I'm good. You did so good today. Y'all would have been proud of Lisa X today. He cheated a little bit, though. He flipped up just a little bit. He leaned over and took his hands off the wheel, put that knee up there on the steering wheel. I said, I see him. Uh-huh. All right. But he didn't stay long.
I didn't see her react, man. But when I did it, her hand subconsciously went to grab the door handle. You know, the little armor on the driver's door? I saw
that wonderful handle.
I just want you to know.
This time I didn't have to call Jesus so much. Because the last time, I don't think I ever said his name as much in my lifetime. And Lord. But you did good. You did good. He promised he would, and he kept his word. So that was all right. I forgot about that steak, too, man.
Thank you for my invitation today.
Well, I needed it. I needed it. You know, sometimes you need to fellowship, you know. And it's a cleansing. It really is. And you know me, I'm a crybaby. So I knew once I got up here, it was a wrap. I'm going up here. Good. And it came and got me. I'm like, all right. And he was pushing me up there, too. He was like, hey, why don't you go on up there? All right.
That's because he was calling up. And I must say, Adrian, I want you to know that Danielle stood in proxy for you this evening. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted you to come to church. I wanted us to pray over you, to encourage you and strengthen you, to protect you on your journey. So Danielle stood in proxy for you.
Yeah, I passed the blessing on. I spoke to the Father, and I told him to pass it on to her. But I distributed them among quite a few people because a lot of people needed that today. Mm. It's all good.
Amen.
Amen.
See why I said I'm having such a good day, Van?
I see, man. I see.
This is one of them crazy days, man. I'm saying it can't get much better. Well, yeah, I could hit the lottery. I'm content with what he's already put in my life.
I know that's
and
right.
Wait, as soon as we get in here, he's talking about, I don't usually sit down in here. I'm security. I said, well, then go secure the perimeter. I'm good right here.
You know I can't sit still. You know I cannot sit still.
You know, man, you're everywhere, all over the place. I wish I did have your energy, just a little bit of it. Man.
That's how I stay young, I guess. I think that's what I'm running from.
You don't give nothing time to catch. Oh, he was my guardian today, too, Van. It was a dog trying to get me.
What? A dog was trying to get you?
It was this big white German Shepherd and where he parked at. And I was like, I ain't coming over there because he was parked right there close to the fence. And the dog, he was getting ready to clear that fence. I was like, I ain't coming over there. I don't know if y'all know or not. I don't even know if I should say this. But Paul carries weapons.
In my J.J. Evans, voice, we know.
he said, come on, don't worry about it. He opened up the door. He's like, don't worry about it, because as soon as he jumps, he's going to lose his head. I was like, oh, my God. I was scared. I don't play with people's dogs.
I wasn't
always because I know how quickly things can go. It was like,
and
I wasn't always
striving to walk as someone that was saved. So, you know, there's a little residual in there.
I was going to wait until he pulled the car away from there. And the guy came out, he seen the dog jumping.
All he did was call the dog
still,
one time and get back in the house.
Really?
Dog looked at him,
so
turned
said,
around.
So
and
I said, if
right
that's what you
over.
Care about your dog, then let him jump. Mm-hmm. You won't have a dog.
Yep. I ain't going to tell you what else he said, because I ain't going to say what else he said, but He made sure I was safe, so I appreciate that.
All right, as long as he made sure you were safe, that's what counts. That's
right?
What counts.
Okay. Something else, boy. I tell you.
What you talking about, Willie?
Right. I'm not going to say it, but I'm grateful. That's for sure. All
right, well, Danielle, I ain't waiting no more.
Okay. All right. All right.
Teleport.
All right. I actually wrote this like right before you came and got me. So, all right. I call this peace my God. All right. There's a saying, jealousy is the color worn by the broken. But I do not covet what I see. I have no desire for someone else's possession because the spirit is my sustenance. So I smile without a reason because I remain content in my place. I mind the business that pays me, not theirs. So they come for me in large spiritual numbers because they see my greatness and they want it. God surrounds me with his wings and blinds them with his magnificent light. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. So I know I'm safe. They didn't know that I was anointed, favored by God. See, the God that I serve isn't always about vengeance. And yes, he is a disciplinarian, and sometimes people want to just focus on the certain aspects of him. But he is also loving and gracious and kind and merciful and forgiving. So I understand the fruit of the Spirit is love. I let them judge. They already got three fingers pointed at them. I let them keep digging in that graveyard dirt. They're going to fall in because they don't know how important I am to him for him to stop what he's doing to come see about me. They didn't know that he parted the Red Sea for me. See, you can't say you walk with God, but yet you're causing destruction. And you can't pray. P-R-A-Y, and then pray, P-R-E-Y, on someone. It doesn't work like that. It's your heart that qualifies you. And that's it, peace.
Wow. Just wow.
I agree with you 100% on that, Aaron. I was muted, but there was really not more I could say.
Okay.
Wow. That says it all. That's all. Thank you, Van, for that. That's all I got.
You know, it's not too often that I'm rendered speechless when it comes to pieces, but you know, when the Father uses someone to portray who he is through expression and emotion, I just have to sit back and be in awe. Thank you for that, Danielle.
Thank you.
Ditto.
Oh. Thank you. Wow.
Now I see why you was hyped all day. But there was one part where she said something about, so I know I'm safe. I can see her standing with the head bobbing, with that confidence, you know, that like
that,
right. There's nothing to change that thought. I know I'm safe.
That's right. I just snapped up with my hand on my hip, too. That's right.
Okay.
Because I know. When you know, you just know.
That's You did that. Y'all did that because you had some help too. You cheated too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. What they say today in church? What they say? Excuse me, package deal coming through. Me and God coming through. Okay.
I hear that.
That's right. Oh, God. That's right.
And you remember when he was talking about Humpty Dumpty? That's what made me think about that when I started freestyling.
Oh, you know I was in here. You know I was in here cheesing when I heard you start. I said, okay. Yes.
I'm gonna have to tell my nephew. I did bite off of his service a little bit today.
You sure did.
But that's okay.
But that's okay. It's all right. God is not a
cheat. Yeah, I mean, we do that to one another.
It's all right.
We do that to one another. I did a poem at the church one Sunday. It was called Push. And after the service, he said, that's going to be the sermon for tomorrow, for next Sunday. And that was the sermon, Push.
It's all right. I was digging it, though. But I love that. It's a package deal coming through. I think I'm going to get that put on a T-shirt. I like that.
I know that's right. You know what? That might be the third screen because with the T-shirts I'm getting ready to start. I wanted three. I have two. That could be the very well be the third one. That's a good idea. I'm going to have
package deal. Me and God coming through. I like that. Yep.
Yeah, and it is. You know what? Because the church was thinking about a fundraiser. That might be it.
Mm-hmm. I bet you they'll shirt them shirts will sell real quick.
Danielle, wait till I go to church Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about you in church.
Good. Tell them about me.
I'm going to talk about you. I got an idea, and you know the young lady that was here last Sunday, and the young lady that shared the stage with me on that poetry event. She done come through again. She done gave me an idea for a T-shirt for a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we gonna do that. So that with that being said, that means you gotta come fellowship with us again at some point.
All right, I will definitely consider. You know, I am not a church person. I pray.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said at some point. Yeah. I gave you some wiggle room.
I have my personal reason for it. You know, anyway, I pray them every single day. Y'all know I'm a nutcase when it comes to God. So.
I know that's right.
But yeah, I'd like to go fast. One day.
Mm-hmm. Wait till you have something nice going on that you I think you might enjoy.
Okay.
I will give you a heads up though. I won't wait till the night before and say, oh yeah, by the way, Don, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. You are famous for that. We'll be so safe. It's all right.
I would never. Oh, God, you see. Wow. I don't know what you're talking about. But, what do you say about being the first one to visit the Trace Lounge? Make sure that... you know, it's cleaned up because I understand somebody was in there from a previous show, so I don't know if it's the way it should be. You know, but if you go back there and check out the praise sound for us, and we're gonna bring on the next caller because I know how we are when we get to start. We get started.
You know it.
We get started. I'm not gonna hardly put all the blame on you because I know. I get a...
You can't put none of the blame on me. You don't want to be holding me hostage. I ain't doing nothing.
Uh-huh. They told me you was going to say that.
Nothing. Nothing told me. Oh, man. Classic.
But as always, you know, I love kicking with you. And I get that piece was just like, it was worth the wait.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that.
We're going to put you in the Praise Lounge and bring on the next caller.
All right.
Once again, thank you so much, Danielle. God bless you, Queen.
Thank you. God bless y'all.
Man, that piece, I'm still just like flabbergasted.
Me too, Paul. Me too. That was just amazing.
That's one of those oh my moments. That was listening. Oh my. You are listening to The Inspiration Factor, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, under the tutelage of none other than the CEO, For Real, the poet, Larry Maddox, my older brother and friend and boss. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial should you want to come on and hang out with us, praise God with us, share some poetry with us, share some prayer with us. You know, just come on in and fellowship. And with that being said, the next brother to grace the mic is none other than Brother O. What's going on with you, dog?
Hey, what's happening, Brother
O? Hey, how you doing, brother? I'm doing good, y'all. How y'all feeling?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Glad to hear you, brother.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Same here.
Yes, sir. So how was your day today, bro?
Hey, again, Paul?
I said, how was your day today?
It was good. Sunday was pretty good. How was your day today?
Man, I've been having a wonderful day.
Good.
I have no complaints. Zero. And that's a rarity. That's a rarity these days. But I don't really have any complaints about today. Good day.
That's good.
Got to mark this in my calendar. or take this as a template for what's to come. More and more days just like this one.
Yes.
So, I know my brother always comes with a shotgun with something in both barrels. So, my brother, did you bring something for us today?
I got this poem called "My Hard Work and Dedication to My Spoken Word Ministry Will Pay Off in Due Time and Season."
Okay. The mic is all yours, sir.
If you're faithful with a few things, God will make you rule over much. And you shall reap your harvest in due time and season if you faint not. My dear brothers and sisters, this is Live to Inspiration Factory. I've been performing poetry in Northwest Indiana and Chicago for 11 years with a high level of consistency. I've set the bar high as it pertains to promoting other poets. I won countless awards, including two National Spoken Word Awards for Overcoming the Year, and have earned a great reputation of being the greatest supporter in the Chicago poetry community. See, my dear brothers and sisters, you don't see the countless hours that I spend writing my Thomas masterpieces, the countless times that I revise and edit my poems to perfection, countless hours of preparation I put in before I perform on radio shows and open mic showcases. You don't see the countless hours I put in and promote myself and my fellow poets. The countless times that people ask me for information about open mic events, radio shows, and events, and the countless phone calls and emails I receive asking for my advice and gems of wisdom. You don't see the hard work I put into organizing my weekly and monthly schedules, the hard work I put into booking my own events without the assistance of a manager, and the hard work I put into building my network to put myself in position to finally get opportunities to go on tour and be interviewed for podcasts and radio shows on a larger scale. My dear brothers and sisters, honest with you, I haven't always received the same amount of support that I willingly give to others. I haven't received the same amount of opportunities as the more established poets out here because I'm a naturally gifted storyteller than a performer. I haven't had the same amount of connection and resources to release my long-awaited book and CD projects. At times, my dear brothers and sisters, it can be very discouraging because of the perception of being overlooked by people. Yet I still remain dedicated and faithful to my spoken word ministry. God always operates on his timing, not according to our plans and timing. Sometimes I'm like, why is my hard work and dedication not getting rewarded? Why are some of my fellow poets prospering while I'm still in my waiting season? When is it going to be my time to flourish and reap the benefits of all of my hard work and dedication, my spoken word ministry? When am I going to finally going to release my books that have been stored in my crates for over 10 years, and when are people finally going to recognize our gifts and talents to bless you with opportunities to perform on national stages? My dear brothers and sisters, I truly believe that all of my hard work and dedication will pay off when I least expect it to, because I completely trust in God's timing. Upon my wavering faith, the signs of mustard seed that I will eventually experience my season of prosperity and abundance that I prayed for. That's a peace.
Yes, sir, brother.
Oh, sorry.
I was muted too, brother. I was muted too. But that was a piece. Brother O, as always, man, you always come through and make us think, man. I appreciate you for that. I appreciate you for that.
Sir. I know. I had to laugh, though. Brother O, when you gave the title to that piece, I thought that was your piece. That's the longest title I think I've ever heard. But
the title was long,
brother,
but the message was very powerful.
Yes, I was about to say. The title, I guess, had to be that long to encompass everything that you touched on in that piece. So, you know, I had to shut up after I heard you start going in on the piece. But yeah, like Van said, as always, food for thought. You always take us to school and give us homework. But I appreciate that because those are the things that help make us grow, both as
right
and as people. You know, so. Take my hat off to you for that, sir. You definitely are a poet's poet.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate that. And I'm praying that God continues to use you and bless you, and that you continue to come on through and bless us.
I appreciate it, Paul.
No doubt. So we're going to put you back in the praise lounge, or we're going to put you in the praise lounge and bring on the next caller. But once again, appreciate you, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you, guys, for having me.
All right.
Thank you, good brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. He definitely is a busy man in the poetry community. You can hear about him a little bit everywhere. Next on the mic, okay, I have a spare pair of glasses on and they're a little bit weaker, so I arm out a little further to read these days. also known as VIP.
Hello. How are you?
I'm here by the grace of God. And I thank you and Danielle for standing in the gap for me. I appreciate it.
That's the least that we can do, and it's a privilege to be able to do that.
Totally appreciated.
It's kind of what we're called to do in advance.
Yeah, it is, man.
Aren't we supposed to stand in prayer for our brothers and sisters that are in need of prayer? Aren't we supposed to be a support system and a love system and a protection system for our family and the body of Christ?
Absolutely.
I'm getting paid.
All right.
I'm on my job. He pays me every day he wakes me up. So, you know, hey, I got to be about my father's business. In my own special way. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I keep people, I don't know. Never mind, let me shut up. Never mind. Oh, y'all have to excuse me. Like I said, this has been such a good day. I don't know how to act. But,
no, that's good.
But, you know, for a change, that's a good
yes,
thing.
It is.
Did you bring a piece for us tonight, Ms. VIP?
I did. And it's untitled, as usual.
There's a shock.
Right. Here it goes.
Like yours.
Thanks. First, giving honor to my Savior, who gives me unmerited favor. I thank you for getting me through another week. I've been so overwhelmed I could hardly speak. I've been in constant pain from the stress that causes me to eat, pray, and trying to have faith of a mustard seed. That faith I know by prayer will see me through. Lord, I need your help. I cannot do this without you. I thank my family and friends for praying for me. I feel the love they have for me. So I know I'm protected by him and his angels because I'm connected. So I thank you, Lord. There are some who hinder me, but I know you got me. For me, all is sacrificial that I'm doing. I do things for others, and I know they appreciate me. And I realize this move here is also for me. You saw I was getting tired, relieved me from this cup. I was so down at one point, there was no place to go but up. I'm going to stay spirit-led because I'm spirit-fed. So again, I thank you and praise you too. No one loves me or keeps me like you do. And that's that piece.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead, preach, girl.
Man, she's better. She's better.
Man, What you say? Man,
wow.
This is another wow. But,
right.
Wow. VIP.
Yes, sir.
That piece, for me, it kind of just talks about the entire walk with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You cry out to him that you need him. You acknowledge his lordship. You put trust in his ability to pull you through and bring you through. You share the word of him. It's a whole kit and caboodle. That was a phenomenal piece.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
It don't need no title.
It don't need no title.
Speak for itself.
Yeah, it really does.
Man, who I tell you, God is in the midst tonight. These pieces.
Yes, he is.
Him speaking to us through these pieces tonight has just been like something I needed to hear, something I needed to feel, something I needed to be reminded of. Man, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amazing, amazing work. To God be the glory for your pen and your ink and allowing him to use you tonight. Amazing, just amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And y'all keep me in prayer. I'm in so much pain right now. I'm like, okay, God, I know you got me still. I'm going to keep on going.
That's right. Well, you know, God says he answers when you ask things. And I'm not mean, God, you did put in a request. So we will definitely keep you in prayer. As a matter of fact, what better time than right now?
Amen.
Father God, we come before you, Lord. We come before you boldly, Father God, walking in your word, that you would never leave or forsake us. So, Father God, we come before you right now, holding up one of your own, our sister Adrienne, that you would give her the strength that she needs to endure the pain, Father God. If it be your will to ease the pain, but either way, Lord, that you be with her through this. Father God, we ask that you would just continue to use her, to strengthen her, Father God, and give her peace through her journey. And she's already spoken about how many people she knows that love her, Father God. Continue to surround her with people that will love and support her, Father God. Give her what she needs to do what she has to do. We'll be sure to give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. And we thank you in advance for what it is you're about to do, Lord, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Thank you. Yeah, this is a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Your travels are going to be so much easier than you think they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
What you walk into when you get there is going to cancel all of the angst and the worry that you have about what it is you're about to do. It's just going to melt away. You're going to walk into that house, and God will wrap you all in his arms, and together you're going to get through.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what? My brother Van, we're going to...
Yes, sir.
We're going to put you in the praise down, Queen. And
all right.
If my brother would be so willing to take us into a station identification break and a song.
Absolutely. Let me just get it.
Awesome.
Get
awesome.
Good.
All right. Ms. VIP, you know what? Before we do that, I need you to do something for both yourself and for your sister Diva, because I neglected to ask her what she had going on. So would you kind of fill us in on what's going on with the two of you, please, if you would?
Now, I can do that. On Wednesday evening, I will not be attending. I'll be traveling. So my diva and Poetic will be taking on the Love Zone. They will be in session. And I don't know what topic it's going to be, but... When those two get together, it's quite a show. It's going to be, yes. And next Friday will be Express Your Vibe with me and Poetic.
No.
Y'all come on in, because that's a good show, too. I love that show.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all see. There's plenty for all tastes. At Epiphany, same time for every show, same number for every show. So every night of the week, Van's going to give you the rundown towards the end of the show. I certainly hope.
Of course.
Throughout the week, but now you're just going to get little tidbits of what's out there. And with that, once again, thank you so much for coming through, Ms. VIP, and for that phenomenal piece.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right, my brother Van.
Yes, sir.
Can we get that bass line?
I need you more and more.
Man. Paul, where you at, brother? Uh-oh. Did we lose him? But while we wait for his return, let me go through the lineup for Epiphany Radio. Join us tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice on the event page, La Perla, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday night, we got The Hidden with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is The Love Zone with La Perla, La Negra, and standing in as co-host will be yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Thursday night is The Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Tune in. Don't want to miss that. Saturday night's Poetic Therapy with La Perla, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips, y'all. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of The Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration and yours truly, Poetic.
What if God is unhappy without praise? What if he is not pleased with the words we say? What if he takes away his love and his spirit from us?
That's a scary thought.
Well, God, yeah, it is.
Happy with the way I played it. Oh, goodness. I can't imagine that. Mm-mm-mm. Don't want to imagine it. Not going to imagine
not
it. I have a saying that. So it ain't happening.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
That's all I got to say about that. I see a lot of callers out here. And we're so grateful to have you guys here. Nobody's raising their hands, but that's okay. We enjoy listeners as well. So what we're going to do, is we're going to start at the top. We're going to do a little speed round. Okay. We're going to play another selection. And when we come back from the selection, we're going to go and jump into the speed round. Which means you get your piece. Make sure your hand is raised. Get your piece. Give us the title of your piece, if there's one, your name. And when you finish your piece, just let us know, end piece, poem, or whatever you want to say, to let us know that that piece is finished, and we'll go straight into the next caller.
We do
all
got,
right,
another,
so with
we
that
got
being,
another hand raised. We got another hand raised, Paul.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Bring
go
on.
Ahead, bring them on in. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory.
Yeah, Mama Oladeji calling.
Well, hello there.
Greetings. I'm calling to say that I have the faith that to know that my son was going to forgive me and to let him know that I love him and that nothing I said was meant for him, even though I said it to him. But he did nothing wrong, and I love him, and I believe that I hurt him, and I apologize.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at God.
Amen. Amen.
Oh. Now, see, y'all got me sitting out here in all this beautiful atmosphere, and y'all made me cry.
Tears of joy, Paul. Tears of joy.
Oh, God. God is so good. God is so good.
Okay, I love you both. I'm not going to say anything because I'm full right now. I'm just glad that God gave me another opportunity to hear his voice and to let him know that he did nothing wrong. He was a victim of casualty of war. That's all. My blood pressure was just crazy. I was whack. Still be alive because, you know, I'm grateful to God that I got a chance to tell you that. And I love you. And that's all I got to say right now.
Thank you, Mama. Mm-hmm. Love you, too.
Yeah. I love you, Mama. Oh, God bless you. Oh, man. Huh. Ooh. Well, I tell you, God is so incomprehensible. I'm blown away. But he's so good. He's so good.
Absolutely. Yes,
man,
he is.
Could you pull up a selection for us, please, my bro?
I'd love to, but we got another caller.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Area code 909. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have? Code 909.
Hello. 909.
Yeah, hi. Hola.
Hey. Hello, how are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you? Is this Bella?
Yep, this is Bella. And you guys are going to be Bella. Hearing little noises because I'm outside the OR.
Oh.
Hi.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I had my outpatient operation done. It only lasted for like an hour. So I'm just here to like outside the OR. Listening to you guys.
Oh, we're glad you called in.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I called in too.
You have your outpatient or you're about to have your outpatient surgery?
I had like 30 minutes ago, so I decided to call because I know it's Sunday and you guys are going to be playing those songs and the clowns, you know. So I was sitting here contemplating if I should call because my voice is very loud. I can't tell. But I decided to call.
God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Amen. Absolutely. Is it all right if we pray for you right now?
Thank you. Be delighted and appreciate it.
Absolutely. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come before you asking for healing for Bella, Lord God. You know the circumstances and the situation. Father God, we just ask that you cover her right now, Lord God, and allow her healing process to be swiftly, Lord God, and painless. Father God, we trust you, we believe in you, and we know who we serve. So, Father God, please place your loving arms around her and just touch her, Lord God, with your healing hands so that we know that your word does not return void because we believe in you. We know who you are. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trusting us enough to come and listen to us in your time of need.
Yes.
It's a very humbling act. Just want you to know we appreciate you for that.
I can't go to church. Listening to you guys makes me feel like, you know, I'm actually inside the church.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
Wow. I don't know what to say to that. That's so humbling.
That is very humble.
You know, that means you have to give us a call next Sunday with the praise report of it. Your victory.
Yes.
You will be praying for me again next Sunday.
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Make me smile.
God bless you, guys.
In your family.
Yes. Wow.
Such an honor.
You know what? I was going to read something, but after you guys gave me a prayer, I rather not read anything because that prayer that you guys gave me is more than the poetry that I wrote. So, thank you. I'm blessed.
Yes, you are. You're definitely blessed. And thank you.
Thank you.
I know that you will be continually held up in prayer and not alone in whatever you're going through.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down in my corner and then I'll just listen to the song that you guys go in the shack. And I'm okay with that.
All right, brother. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Bella.
Thank you so much.
Bless you guys too and your family. Stay happy. Thank you very much for this. I appreciate it a lot. Love you guys.
You're welcome. Love you too.
Love and respect.
Wow. God is just so phenomenal.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Man. Wow.
Like I said, this was, like I must have been prophesying, and I said, this has been a beautiful day. And it just, it continues. So, Brandon, would you bring up a selection and give us a moment to pull up another piece? We're going to do it with B-Rap.
Be my pleasure.
I see God is moving out with the poetry and the words. So, man, I think the speed route is just going to be equally phenomenal. God is using everything this evening.
Yes, he is.
I believe lives are being touched and changed.
And I think this song is appropriate for everyone, especially Bella. So, Bella, this one is for you.
Amen. Amen.
should say, God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy, I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it, say it.
He's leaning
in my
direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
To be what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed.
Thank you for that piece there. And I think you're right. I think Bella can grasp quite a bit from that perfect piece. Right?
Absolutely, Paul. It's my pleasure, man. It's my pleasure. Before we go on, man, let's just pray. Let's just have a word of prayer over the Epiphany Radio network as a whole.
Amen.
Let's go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you, lifting up Epiphany Radio to you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that what we do here is pleasing to you. And Father God, we ask you to touch us in areas where we need to be touched for further growth, Lord God. We ask for forgiveness for anything that we've done that goes against your will and your word, Lord God. Father God, there's many chaoses in the world right now. And sometimes the only light that some people may see are those that they touch from Epiphany Radio. So, Father God, I pray that we all, as a family, as a unit, as a team, continue to consistently grow in you to provide a platform where those can come to be healed, heard, prayed over, and receive a word, Lord God. Because, Father God, we don't want to sit here and just act like that everything is okay when everything is not okay. There are people hurting. And, Father God, we need to be reminded as Epiphany Radio that we have a job, we have a role, and that is to bring your light through in the darkness. So, Father God, we pray that you will continue to guide us, continue to touch us, continue to heal us, and continue to bring us closer as we continue to do your will, whatever you will have us to do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's ironic that when we get attacked the most, it should be the most joyous time, because we know that what we're doing is right, and the enemy's trying to put his stuff in the midst. So with that being said, I think that perchance we're at the cusp of a breakthrough. There's something powerful coming our way, because we are being attacked so many different ways.
Yes.
We just have to stay the course. And prayer is one way that we have to hold ourselves together. We've got to study to show ourselves approved. We got to check ourselves sometimes. And forgiveness is the key to all of that. It's freedom when you experience it. It's a beautiful thing.
Indeed.
So we're going to go into a speed round and continue to let God lead as he has been leading throughout this program tonight. We've already given the rules or the guidelines or whatever. And, of course, everybody knows. I don't even have to say that this is a profanity-free platform, because everybody knows that already. But I'm going to say it anyway, just in case somebody forgot. And with that, Van, you mind starting us off?
No, man.
And then I'll finish it.
All right. It'll be me, and then La Perla Negra, and then Ms. VIP, and then Paul. All right. I love it.
Nice.
Title of this piece is called Kingdom Business. The majestic ways I'm in awe of your goodness. Oftentimes I feel powerless. That's why I fall to my knees and ask for your divine intervention, please. I surrender my all unto your pleasure. I yearn to delight in your presence without any lecture. But in fact, just hold me, Father. It's been a minute since I've been held by my earthly father or mother. And I need to know it's going to be okay. Can I please hear you say, come unto me and lay your burdens at my feet? Man, that would be so neat. That I could just leave all my problems at your altar and remove my faulty emblems, the ones that make me feel so secure when deep down I'm insecure. Father, please hear my humble cry. How long do I have to ask why I continue to be afflicted? When I hold on to thy word and be so convicted, I try not to lean to my own understanding. The priorities of doing right are so demanding. Sometimes I just wish I had a small transference of your powers, and I wish I could do so much good that it outweighs my bad. Then I'm left to my vile thoughts and I get mad when I just want to be free of this flesh and leave all this mess behind. But yet, Lord, I need to serve thee until you're ready for me. So I pour out my heart to you now. Do as you wish, I hereby allow. And I relinquish control unto you because I see now that the goal is kingdom business first, no matter how long my flesh will thirst. In peace.
I learned. I used to wait on him until I understood he's waiting on me. I talk to him every day because I know that he's my friend. But I listen even more so because I know that he knows best. See, I've been through so much trauma and stress in my life, but the only reason it ended is that I came to the light. But as with any child, I was defiant and naive and had to learn the hard way. So I wound up doing a lot of crying in silence, ashamed. Yeah, I got chastised, but not in the way you think. He let life spank me through lessons, through my seasons, causing me to sit still and rethink. Man, did I get angry. And frustration was constantly beating at my door. I was literally a prisoner to my own fate. As they say, no rest for the weary. All because I chose to ignore his good words. I held stilted conversations with one who could care less and only gave me their attention only in time enough to watch me fall. I have argued and fought and cried to no end, only to learn that we all speak in a different language when we're talking in defense. But I've never had to defend myself or even explain myself to him. Just come to him as I am and stay open to his goodness and mercy and love. I say peace.
Ms. Rapier, you muted?
She's unmuted. I don't know what's happening.
She must be.
She must have got booted off.
Otherwise preoccupied.
Okay. All right, Paul. It's on you.
Okay. Go over here real quick. Silence. Can you hear it? Isn't it exquisite? This is the personification of beauty. This is what was before anything was. Perfect silence. That place and space where we can truly hear God speak to us. This is the place where we hear God's grace. Silence. In the absence of sound and distractions and this rat race of life, and that soul refreshing respite where nothing exists, nothing but silence, a chance to hear yourself, to actually properly utilize your intellectual wealth. We still retain the genetic memories of ages past. Life was far from a financial, societal, political disaster, heading towards cataclysmic disaster, eerily fast. Now moments of the bliss of silence, this remaining grip to this facade of decency won't last. We need silence to prepare for the soon coming cacophony of dissent by the disgust of hatred, of avarice, of the beauty of melanin. The route to a plethora of our excuses to fail. Lord knows we need to embrace moments of silence again. That's that piece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That was a speed round.
Yeah, man. That was a beautiful speed round.
So, again, God just really, he has something to say. And in so many of those pieces, he was heard. But, you know, I had to get tickled. It was silent here all night long. Until I decided to do that piece. And I could hear the trunks in the tank. It was all I could do to keep a straight face and just keep going.
Wow.
Use your imagination to silence. That's what happens when you go outside in the elements to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all right. I'm gonna. I spoke with Danielle. I have to do some more logistics with this. But I thought about. Never mind. I'm doing a lot of that tonight, aren't I? Never mind. I'm gonna let you wait and fest over. I think about it. Something that I spoke to Danielle about. We're gonna put together. I mean, that's all I'm gonna say about that.
Sounds good. Sounds good. We can't wait to hear it.
But it's gonna include some other folks as well. But this has been such a phenomenal show this evening. It was like the topper of a perfect day. This is how we started the week. Whole fresh slate. A clean heart. Some situations resolved, some fears put to rest. So much God just really reached out in so many areas tonight. Today, period.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful to just to be able to have the shields lifted from your eye where you can actually sit back and see the hand of God as he's moving. It's like a chess game, a godly chess game going on. And I'm sitting back watching him move pieces, and it's just like so masterful. It's blowing my mind. I mean, just seeing different aspects of him today and his work and his hand and things has just been so phenomenal. Maybe that's why I'm babbling, because I really can't think of how to really put out what I want to say.
It's all right, Paul. All right, Paul.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful, beautiful day. Well, I have had a complete joy hanging out here tonight. And with that, I guess, man, if you have any final words, we're going to hear from
you. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen,
we're going to pray, and we're going to play into the music.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this Jesus that we speak of, we would be remiss if we didn't offer salvation to you so that you too can become part of this family. There's many various different types of religions out there, many different spiritualities out there, many people who just don't believe in God at all. But if you choose to believe in the God that Paul and I speak of, then we'll be more than so happy to usher you into the kingdom. We cannot save you, but we can show you how to be saved. One thing is for certain, all of the religions do talk about an eternal place after death. So where would you like to be? You can inbox Paul or myself or give us a call. Either way, we would be more than happy to assist you and not do like some churches do and just leave you to the wolves. Okay, congratulations. Now you're saved. Going out there and what? Where did they do that at? You can't help somebody come to Christ and then not walk with them. So we will walk with you. So reach out. We'd be more than happy to help you. Paul.
Yes. Very, very well said, man. Very well said. Yeah. That's a very disturbing thought. Lead somebody to Christ and leave them. That's... Okay, but we're not even going to think about that. We're not even going to get at no energy because we don't do that here. That's not part of who we are. That's not part of the Inspiration Factory brought to you by none other than Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, under the auspices of Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real Poet. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial every Sunday at 9 p.m. And that is also the same number and the same time to dial in every night of the week for any one of Epiphany's various programs and platforms. So don't be a stranger to any of us. And with that, we're going to, if you would just join me at the throne once again. I don't know about you, Van, but I got my little niche in the throne already carved out. I'd be there so much, I just kind of pay rent on it. You know, I got
nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that, brother.
I got my spot. So if you don't ever just come to the throne with me. Heavenly Father, first and foremost, we have to thank you. We just have to thank you for being who you are, beyond our comprehension, but everything that we need that is good. Father, we thank you for your presence here this evening. And as we leave from this platform, never from your presence, we ask that you would continue to hold us in the crook of your arms, Father God.
Yes, God.
Meet us where we are, Father God, in whatever state of financial needs, whatever state of health needs, whatever state of spiritual needs, wherever we are, Father God, we ask and welcome you and invite you to come. Touch us, empower us, guide us, Father God, that we might walk a life that is pleasing to you. Use us, Lord, to touch others and to bring others to the kingdom, to the knowing knowledge of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Father God, we thank you so much for what you have done on this platform this evening. We just love you, Lord. We love you. It's a love that is beyond all comprehension. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know,
I'm sorry, Paul.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I haven't had a show like this in a while.
You keep getting that piano intro. Go ahead, brother. You about to sing, brother?
I must be impotent. I'm just saying, I haven't had a show like this in so long where every aspect of the program, I felt God. I felt the love of God. I felt the word of God. I felt the presence of God.
Amen.
And it would not have happened had it not been for each one of us doing what it was, the perfect symphony of God's plan coming together. So I just want to thank everybody and thank God for putting this together the way he did this evening. And with that, good night and God bless.
Good night. God bless.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you,